Hello.
Hello. I'm looking to
Hello.
speak with Sebastian.
Who's calling?
My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything and we're not asking for any type of donations. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Great. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The elections for county offices will also be on March, a primary ballot. I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances of your vote in the primary of March? Are you almost certain, probably, or 50-50 a chance you will vote?
Almost certainly to vote in the primary.
In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary elections, what are the chances of your vote voting for local offices, like the Fresno Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
I'm almost certainly going to vote for the local elections as well.
And in what year were you born?
1997.
And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
That would be yourself or someone in your household.
Both.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track?
Generally in Fresno, the right direction.
And I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Here's the first one: public safety and crime, inflation and the cost of living, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, housing affordability, water policy, homelessness, jobs and wages, or parental rights in education.
And you want me to pick one?
Please, yes. The one that's most important to you.
Maybe housing affordability.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like for you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or you've never heard of the person, please say so. Here's the first one: Donald Trump.
Somewhat favorable.
Gary Bredefield.
Very favorable.
Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Steve Brandown.
Very favorable.
Gavin Newsom.
Very unfavorable.
Paul Dictos.
No opinion.
Okay. And thinking about the March primary elections, if the primary elections for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor, Recorder, Gary Bredefield, a businessman and City Council member, Dion Bordes, Steve Brundown, County Supervisor and businessman, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote for?
Gary Bredefeld.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. With the following, I would like to ask, how certain are you that you will vote for Gary Bredefield, a businessman, a council member? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brundown as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefield as the Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Now, thinking about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of the candidates for the Fresno County Supervisor. For each one, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Here's the first one, a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Less likely.
Okay. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely. I guess I'd have to know more about why, but maybe somewhat less likely.
Okay. What about a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
More likely. Much more likely.
A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly and fewer... Okay. The other one says a candidate who is a Democrat.
Much less likely.
A candidate who is 80 years old.
Much less likely.
A candidate who serves in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA Veterans Administration.
Somewhat more likely.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Much more likely.
A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. You're doing great. Now I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for this candidate. Here's the first one, Steve Rundown, currently serves as the county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Rundown has defended North Fresno from high density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandon is a mega Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, would you say that there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance at all to vote for Steve Brundown for county supervisor?
Small chance.
The other one says Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayers advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out insufficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing this information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance at all to vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Small chance.
And this last one here says Gary Bredefield currently serves on the Fresno County Council, where he fought against making mandates and businesses shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for a county supervisor as a mega Republican to defend our rights and freedom, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefield will fight for honesty and transparency in government, and he will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing this, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance at all to vote for Gary Bredefield for County Supervisor.
A good chance.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor and Recorder, Gary Bredefield, a businessman and City Council member, Dion Bordes, Steve Brundown, County Supervisor and the business man, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote for?
Gary Bredefield.
And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistic purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
A Republican.
Strong Republican or not strong Republican?
I'd say strong Republican.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Is there an in-between moderate and conservative?
I have a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative.
I'd say somewhat conservative.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year?
Yes, the last year of schooling that you have completed.
That would be law school 2023.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or do you live with friends and family?
Live with friends and family.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your night. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Good night.